Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, shopping season's coming on. You going to be shopping for your friends and neighbors and your family?
Was there an off season I missed?
Yeah. You talking about Christmas?
Yeah.
Man, I don't buy all those people stuff.
So I got ways to outsmart the salesperson. So one of the things they say, don't buy the accessories. Now, stores will put low prices on things like computers and TVs and get the customers through the door. And then they'll make their real money on cables and other stuff, accessories to that item.
Apple, we're
Boy,
looking at you.
I tell you, man, those chargers, and they don't last that long.
I know.
I'm like, you know, how many charges have you gone through since you've had your cell phone?
Well, I get a new one every time I get a cell phone.
I know.
But I only go to the one that they give me.
Oh, my goodness. I bet I've gone through 16 with mine.
No.
Yeah. For iPads, I'm constantly buying those for the kids. So that's one way the salespeople are outsmarting you.
One thing you may not realize is if you're using the old cord, it's probably charging at a lower speed than it could if you bought the new kind.
And doesn't that mess it up if you use the old one?
No.
That's what Apple told me.
Okay.
Nah, they just say that crap to try to keep them from getting,
So you buy another one.
Dang it.
I will say this, though. You buy the $3 adapter or charger, it does not last at all.
Neither does the one from Apple.
Okay. So ways to outsmart salesperson, they say read the fine print and try to your best to understand it, especially for things like cars and even TV, stuff like that. You know, you kind of pretend like you're reading a lot of times and you don't.
I think fine print should be illegal.
Yeah.
Well, if it were important, they should put it in a bigger font.
But that's the whole point. It's important for them for you not to see it.
Right.
They're doing that on purpose to take advantage of you.
All right. The best way to save money, not smart salesperson coming up, but they say put your ego away. Some customers, they come in overconfident because they've done the research. You know, a smart salesperson will use that against you sometimes. They'll say like, oh, obviously you know what you're talking about. You've done some research here. And that kind of tricks your mind. Oh, okay, they're complimenting me all of a sudden.
It's complicated because first of all, they do this every day. They know what they're doing, most of them. But sometimes you get in a situation, like especially with cars and computers, I will often find myself knowing more than they do. If it's someone who's just been hired or they don't really know the product, they're just good at sales. And it's very difficult then.
Right. Even when I go to the doctor, I said, I've Googled this before. I can totally tell you what I got. I'm dying. I'm dying.
Okay.
He says no.
And they say, when they tell you the price is only available today.
That's usually a lie.
That's probably a lie. Not true. They can give you that price maybe in a couple of days as well. Now,
sometimes
it wasn't working.
But it'll just be their choice most of the time because sometimes it'll be a corporate thing and it is only available for this price today. I have a tendency to never buy under that situation because if they're putting pressure on you, there's a reason for it and it's very rarely in your best interest.
And that always works on me. I fall for it every time.
Even like restaurants, they'll come out and say, for a limited time only. I'm like, oh, you're pressuring me.
Bring me 12 of those, please. So don't fall for the face, they say. That's a way to outsmart the salesperson. Don't let a salesperson ask you what you're currently using. And then they'll give you some kind of smirk or like surprise, like, oh, really? Oh, they're kind of shocked. Like it makes you feel like you're inferior and you've made a mistake.
See, that would just make me mad.
Okay.
I'd be like, yes, I am using it, and I liked it. I'm just ready for something newer.
Okay.
If you think it's, you know, something bad, then I would like to deal with another person.
And this has to do with makeup, ladies. You're allowed to mix up different brands of makeup. Every cosmetic company tries to tell you that you have to use all the products together to make your face look so beautiful. Well, that's not true. They just want you to throw away all your old makeup and buy all theirs.
I ain't falling for it.
Apparently you didn't.
Okay, well, now I'm about to.
I was just teasing. So here's the best one of all, Here's the best one, ways to outsmart a salesperson. They say, and this is research, too. They say best way to get a discount is to tell the salesperson they're attractive or mention something about their shirt or their tie or what they're wearing or rings or the makeup looks good. The researchers found that when you compliment a salesperson or a manager, it lowers their guard. That makes the negotiations feel like a lot less of a competition and makes them like you more when you're negotiating.
You're basically using their own tricks against them.
That's what they said. They say a lot of times a salesperson will do that to you. You do it to them first. You get the first.
So then you just get stuck in a boomerang of compliments where it's like, no, I like your shirt. No, your shoes are cute.
I can picture this at Best Buy. I really like your shirt. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we all have the same blue shirt.
Oh, I like yours too. Oh, I like yours too. How often do you deal with a salesperson? I don't.
Oh, I do.
I don't ever in any store except, I guess, buying a car. But I never deal with salespeople in any store.
I do. Dollar General store. I'm like, where's shampoo? You know, all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And also, I mean,
I'll walk around for an hour before I ask.
Clothes, too. A lot of times they'll come over and be talking to you.
Oh, a buddy of mine the other day, he said he went to the mall. He was going to buy, you know, some shoes. And he wound up buying two pairs of shoes. And he goes, I don't even need two pairs of shoes. I said, why'd you do that? He goes, because she was very hot. Like, she was attractive. And so she encouraged him to buy another pair of shoes, and he did it.
Now he has to wait until she has an off day so he can go back and return them.
Oh, okay.
She might find out, Tori.
Okay. He's sitting there behind a plant, like just waiting to see when she checks out. He runs in there to return the shoes.
Her friends will be like, hey, that guy you sold those shoes to, he came back and brought them back. What a loser.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we're just talking about ways to outsmart the salesperson with your clothes, with your makeup, with the anything that you buy. And I noticed that archaeologists explored a cave in Spain, found what may be the world's oldest shoes. A pair of sandals made of straw. They've been carbon dated now, and they're more than 6,000 years old. And, you know, meanwhile, think about it. I got a pair of sneakers that smell like they're 6,000 years old.
Yeah,
that's the closest I could get to that one.
You know, all kidding aside, there was probably a cave woman who was really proud of those one time in the past. She was like, these are Prada.
I would be, too. 6,000 years, I can't get mine to last 6 days.
They were actually Prada. That's my cave person voice.
These were flats, Tom. I don't think they were just sandals. They didn't have like 6-inch heels.
I know, but back then, that's probably a huge deal.
See, I was thinking right the opposite. I was thinking that that woman was probably saying,
Grog, pick up shoes and put them near door.
Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs. And you know what? Never criticize a man until you've walked a mile in his Crocs, just to say.
Ooh. I want to smell your shoes. Is that weird?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right. There are four ways you can improve your relationship in just 60 seconds. At least that's what psychologists say.
Wow.
And I figure this is worth at least considering since it requires so little effort. I'm big on things that require very little effort.
Yeah.
They say the first thing you can do is give a 1 minute hug after a long day of work. Even a 20 second hug lowers cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and boosts the bonding hormone, oxytocin.
Yeah.
So simple enough, they get home from work, instead of lightening to them with all the troubles of your day, give them a big long hug.
Yeah, or at least give them eye contact.
No. I didn't say just at least give them eye contact. I'm saying give them a hug.
I'm saying some people walk in, they don't even give each other eye contact. I'm like, come on.
And I'm saying, give them a hug. 20 seconds actually will feel like a long time.
I tried this. My neighbor didn't like me coming right. over today. So
hey, Jim, what you doing over there?
You need a new neighbor, Cato.
What?
You need a new neighbor.
Oh, I love my neighbors.
Well, not they don't love you, apparently.
I know.
A moment of gratitude. Before bed, each of you shares one thing you appreciated that day. It could be big or small, something about each other, something they did, maybe something they said, something that they do.
I appreciate you not nagging me all day.
That's a good one. I appreciate you going to work every day and bringing home food for the family.
Well, yeah, that is good.
I appreciate you cooking. I appreciate how good you are with the kids. Just something nice.
Yeah, that would work.
All right, a quick morning check-in. Take a moment in the morning to ask, what's one thing you're having to deal with today that I can support you with?
I'm going to do this to John when I get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Our situation a little different, and you may not be able to do it first thing in the morning, but sometime during the day, ask them if there's something that they need help with today.
What can I help you with today? You can stop waking me up.
I kiss my wife goodbye every morning when I leave because I heard that marriages stay together longer if you do that. Yeah. So I wake her up and get a kiss every time.
At least kiss from the forehead.
Oh, I get the full lips. Tried to do a Frencher.
You can still do that while she's sleeping. You don't have to wake her.
Oh,
it's
a
Frencher.
Her breath, her mouth's already open. Stick her tongue down in there.
And they say something like holding hands, which is similar to the hugging, but do that for at least 60 seconds a day and you'll feel connected. And that's not very difficult either. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're watching TV, sitting together on the couch, just hold hands during commercial. You'll get your 60 seconds right then.
Maybe you're trying to shop and he's pulling you out the store.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it.
You know, it's nice to see when you're downtown, you see people, couples holding hands, walking down the sidewalk until you're trying to pass them.
Or it's even kind of hard sometimes when you're walking and you're just not in quite the same exact zone or whatever. Like they're pulling one way or the other.
And then you split the pole and you're like, great, now we have bad luck.
Yeah. And what about too, like when you're trying to figure out which way your fingers should go, like... Like, is it their fingers this way or their fingers this way?
I mess with John all the time because he doesn't like my thumb on top.
Right.
He likes his thumb on top, so I'll switch it. And he's like, stop, that's weird.
Oh, that is weird if you do that. Like, you're not like Tom was like shaking hands, but if you interlock fingers.
I was trying to show Cato how to do it.
Well, I did, Cato.
Took my hand like he was about to propose to me.
I can't do that. That's for romance.
Maybe, Cato, you can hug Tori every day.
Oh, that's for build a church, and here's a steeple. Open it up, and there's the people.
Yeah.
It is funny. Does one person always just have, like, an uncomfortable hold, or is there a hold that's comfortable for both people?
Yeah, it's for him, I'm trying to think if my thumb, I don't know if it's like because he's very like head on a swivel kind of guy. So I don't know if that has something to do with
it. Well, if you just do it, just interlock your hands right now and then do it the other way, like one hand, then other hand. You know, there's a way that feels natural to you.
Yeah, that way it feels natural to me. I've never felt unnatural when I held hands, so they must have felt unnatural.
That's weird. I had to really stop and think about getting my right thumb on top.
And then now interlock toes. When you are leg wrestling or whatever.
We've already done that.
You ever do that when you're sitting on the opposite end of the couch and you push your feet? No, you don't do that?
I mean, with my sister, we used to push each other off the couch like that.
Yeah, I do it with the kids sometimes.
Well, simple things to do that can make your relationship a lot better. So they're worth remembering. If you don't remember them, Cato will put it up on our Facebook page.
Maybe,
if he feels like, if you give him a hug.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, having a mean teacher in this area can actually affect the rest of your life.
Okay.
A new study found that having a mean gym teacher in school can turn people off to physical fitness for life.
That's what happened to me.
What's your gym teacher mean?
They were mean to me.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it, because your gym teacher, a lot of times it'll be the same teacher for like the full 4 years that you're going through high school.
Oh, mine started before that.
Oh, okay.
It's like middle school, maybe elementary.
Oh, yeah, really? Researchers say that sports has, quote, so much potential for joy. Playing games and doing sports and all the energy that goes in with it is really good for one's life and gives you great joy.
Except for whenever you're picked last every time.
Oh, yeah.
Next to last right here.
Oh. You know, deep down, you still knew.
I knew. I was just praying I wouldn't be the last.
I know, me too, but my prayers were never answered.
Well, they say it also has the potential to be humiliating, horrific, and hurtful. They say in a gym class, has a very big impact on kids. It swings from one end to the other by the difference of just a good teacher. So you see that the coach or the gym teacher doesn't stop the, you know, people making fun of you, why you can't do that last pull-up or whatever. Or
my gym teacher made fun of me when I couldn't do the pull-up. And it wasn't the last pull-up. It was the first one.
You know, I realize what it is any other class you're in, your other students don't know the grades you get because it's private.
Yeah,
in gym, you're trying to climb that rope with the whole class watching. Uh-huh. You're getting hit by that dodgeball. Mm-hmm. You're doing a squat thrust.
They see the failure.
Yes, they see it. So I get that now. Yeah.
And then you're dressing out in front of them.
And showering.
That's just...
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I just never changed them.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I didn't do the showering.
You didn't shower after gym?
No. And I tried to get PE as the last class of the day if I could.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but I had to. And it's a big open shower.
Yeah, ours was too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it can affect you in other ways. Do the girls have that same issue, Tori?
I was trying to think.
I've seen movies, yeah.
I think anytime I had gym in the middle of the day, I just would not take it seriously. And they'd be like, run. I'd say, no, I'm not. Because I'm not going to get sweaty, and I don't want to have to shower.
Yeah, because I want to attract the boys, and I won't look good, and my makeup will run if I get all sweaty.
No, I didn't care about that. I don't want to shower in front of a bunch of people. That's weird.
Did you play sports?
Yeah.
What was it? I forgot.
All of them said basketball.
Oh.
Don't remind me. Hmm. That was the one I tried out so many years, and finally the coach said, listen, maybe sit next year's tryouts out.
So having a bad teacher can actually turn you off to certain subjects as well in other areas. So like math and stuff like that. I had a bunch of bad teachers, apparently.
I mean, based on my grades, they all were bad.
Yeah, they were. But you know what? You do have the standout teachers that changes your life. You can remember those certain teachers, too, that changed the direction or the trajectory of your life.
Yes, I had a geography teacher. He was so fun. He would run around the class, he'd jump up on the desk, and he would say, honesty is the best policy in world geography, as I was cheating. But he didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I got an A.
I don't think I had any teachers that changed my life.
Really?
I had some that stood out as great teachers.
Wow. Same year.
I don't but think no one that changed my life.
Not in college or anything?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I had to. Dr. Hillman was super impactful in getting me into this industry.
Well, wow, let's have a talk with him.
I will say my advisor at Tri-County Tech helped me get an internship, which got me here. But yes, I mean, he changed my life. But
I had a college professor tell me I would never make it because I had such a thick accent. So there was that.
That's good. You showed him.
I mean, let's face it, you're working here with us. So if you considered this making it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Time for a crank call with Thelma Hollister. I think Thelma needs some LASIK surgery, y'all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She can't see a thing anymore, especially when she don't have her glasses on.
She needs it then.
She can't find her glasses this morning either. So it's going to be even difficult to probably dial.
Help her out.
Let me see. I can't see the what to push here. I'm calling. I saw a deal on LASIK surgery.
So weird.
I'm going to drop the phone somewhere during this call.
Thank you for calling LASIK. My name is Corey. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Vaya. How are you? My name's Thelma Hollister, Hoyolister. I am 83 years old and the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren. How are you today?
Oh, good.
Good. I saw this ad that y'all have about your eye surgery. It took me probably, I bet, 30 minutes to dial the phone. I can't see as well as I used to because I'm 83.
Well, what you can do is come in for the free consultation, and they'll go ahead and examine your eyes and be able to tell you if they can help you.
That'd be great. I just have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Now, being that I'm older, I can't hardly see a lick anymore. Why? Matter of fact, I wear glasses a lot of times. I couldn't find them this morning. That's why I had so much trouble trying to get you on the phone. But I noticed it had a special for laser surgery for both eyes.
No, it's per eye.
Well, I don't think I have enough. I got an idea. Maybe I could just do one eye at a time.
That is possible. You would need to come in and speak with the patient counselor about that.
So you can do one eye at a time?
You can.
Oh, well, that'd be great. And what I could do, maybe I could go to my, what is it called, the obstetrician? The orthopedic surgeon? What? Who's the eye doctor?
It's an optometrist.
Yeah, that's him. I could go to him and he could make my glasses. I could probably just cut them in half or something and use one eye via and have the other done with laser surgery.
Well, our first step is to come in for the free consultation to see if you would qualify.
But it's good to know I can get just one eye done. Well, I might could just do one and just close the other one.
Well,
of course, I'd kind of look like Popeye if I did that, wouldn't I?
Sorta. Well, would you like to set up the free consultation?
I tell you what, let me get a pen. I got to reach over here and get a pen. Just hold on just a second.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I'm reaching right now. Hello, I dropped the phone. Hello?
Yes?
I can hear you, but I'm on a cordless phone. Hello?
Yes.
Are you still via?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I hear you. Why don't you keep talking, and I'm going to listen for you. It's down here somewhere.
Okay.
Say something. Sing a song or something for me.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Oh, I think I've got it. Hello? Hello? This phone stinks. Hello? Oh, this is my husband's shoe. Woo! Oh.
I think you're getting closer to it.
Am I getting closer?
You were just a second ago.
You say hotter or colder if you hear me better.
I can hear you.
Hello?
You're not too far from it.
Hello?
No, you're getting further.
Hello?
I think you might be getting closer to it.
I think I got it. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, I'm so embarrassed right now.
Oh, not a problem.
I feel so stupid. I dropped the phone trying to get an ink pen. I apologize if I've inconvenienced you.
Oh, not a problem.
All right. Maybe I should just call this number again. I've got to talk with my husband, being that I can only get one eye done at a time, because
okay.
I got to tell him it's going to be more. But you've been very helpful today.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Niall. Bye-bye.
Now, that's fun. Playing hot or cold with the person on the other end of the phone. Okay. Hopefully, then we'll get all that worked out. It's your crank call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.